welcome to Gatorators. Sweet, sweet victory, gentlemen. Florida ends a 3-game losing streak with an overtime victory over the Georgia Bulldogs. Guys, thoughts?
You know,
take it away, Will.
They surprised me. They scored a lot more points than I thought was possible for the Florida offense. They held on to win a big clutch game with that interception at the end. They really, you know, pulled it together and executed well. I'm not saying Steve Adazio did a good job. I'm saying the players did a good job.
Got to give the guys some credit, man. I mean, the offense, you know, they had their best performance who knows how long, you know. I mean, the running game looked good. There was a good mixture of sweeps up the middle. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, Adazio is the right man for the job yet, but, I mean, he certainly showed a good deal of improvement.
Perhaps, this week. But oh, yeah. You could also argue that Chris Rainey brought some much-needed leadership back to the team.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point as well. But before we start, I am obligated to congratulate my Uncle David on the air each year before the baseball season. My relatives and I, we make our baseball picks for the year, and my uncle and I were tied going into the World Series, so we had a tiebreaker. We had to see how many total hits would be in the series, and he defeated me last night when the Giants took down the Rangers, so congratulations, Uncle David. I'm a loser. All right.
Aw,
so,
poor Joe.
All right, now we're going to go right into it, guys. So let's talk about the offense against Georgia. What was different? Like, what do you, obviously we saw what was different, but, you know, what did you think about the differences? Griffin?
It was just creative play calling. I mean, finally we got some more creative play calling. You know, we saw Demps go to the outside, which is what he's good at, you know. He's a guy who you don't run up the middle, you put him outside because he can beat someone. He's fast enough to juke and beat people, you know. So we saw Demps to the outside. We saw the changing of the quarterbacks, you know. We saw three different quarterbacks through that game. You know, I'm sure there's a stat on this somewhere, but that's the most quarterbacks I've seen Florida consistently use in a game in a long time. You know, even when it was Tebow and Lee, you know, this is three quarterbacks. So, you know, that was real creative, and it made the defense kind of keep guessing because, you know, you'd have Brantley under the gun, and all of a sudden, boom, he'd switch with somebody. So it kept the defense guessing, which is something that we haven't done in a while. We've been very, very readable. But, I mean, it just seemed like very creative play calling, and the players definitely executed well. I will give them that, you know. Like Will said, Rainey probably brought some much-needed leadership back to the team, probably got, you know, one of the upperclassmen to just kind of get people back in line. It was just kind of an awakening, sort of. I think after the 3-game losing streak, the Gators were kind of hanging their heads low, and I think we just kind of figured out what the problem was, and just out of respect for ourselves and pride, we came back and definitely worked on that.
Yeah, definitely. I thought the quarterback carousel was something huge.
Quarterback, you know, carousel, I like that.
Yeah, the quarterback carousel. You have Brantley throwing, Burton running, Jordan Reed running. You know, I think they could even mix it up, have Burton and Reed throw it a little bit. But I was very happy to see that. Jordan Reed is an absolute animal back there, huge guy. You know, it'd be nice to see a little bit more of him, actually. But the quarterback carousel is very cool. It keeps the defense off balance. And also, the hurry-up, no-huddle offense is a huge difference maker, especially when you're flipping around the quarterbacks like that.
Mm-hmm.
The best part is that Burton and Reed have, you know, had time at receiver and tight end this year. So they can mix it up as well in the formation. So they're running around. You're not sure what those two guys are doing. And, you know, I mean, I was very happy with it. You know, this is what I expected to see coming out of the bye week. And I was very happy that Urban Meyer and Steve Adazio delivered. Will?
You know, I was happy to see Chess Henry connect with some field goals.
Finally.
He made 2 out of 3. His long was a 37. You know, it's not exactly impressive stats, but, you know, for a punter, it's something it's a big achievement. Especially with Caleb Sturgis still out with his back spasms.
Yeah, so going on that note, this game was one of redemption. If you read the articles online, everywhere, everybody talks about redemption, you know, return to grace. So we're going to go with the redemption award for the Florida-Georgia game, where we're going to name our player that we feel redeemed himself in the most spectacular way. So, you know what, Will? We're going to start with you.
I'm going to say Chess Henry again. You know, you could say Brantley played better game. You could say Trey Burton played an excellent game, both passing and rushing. You know, he averaged 6.5 rushing yards. But Chess Henry, you know, he really came up with not only a field goal during the game, but the clutch kick, which he's had so many problems with before in games, especially against Mississippi State, where, you know, he just kicked it straight forward. But, you know, the clutch kick's really been his problem under pressure, and he came up with a win for us.
Yeah, Henry definitely had a huge game Saturday. When he missed the first field goal, I was kind of worried. And then Urban, you know, didn't go with him on that 4th and 12 in, you know, Georgia territory. And, you know, I'm sure that, you know, hurt his confidence there. But, you know, he delivered. So, good for him. You know, my redemption award is going to go to Will Hill. You know, he's been just kind of underperforming this year, really. I mean, he was suspended for the first two games, didn't come back till Tennessee. And, you know, honestly, Hill's just been kind of, you know, okay. I mean, you know, we were expecting him to have a huge year this year, you know, with his talent. He's a junior. You know, I kind of expected him to have a big season at least for the NFL. And, you know, he finally came through against Georgia, you know. He had, you know, sorry, well, got off track there. Yeah, Hill had a huge game against Georgia. You know, he had the huge interception in overtime. In addition to that, he had another pick. And then this one didn't go in the scorebook, but he did have a third interception on one of Georgia's two-point conversion tries. So, you know, kudos to Will Hill. He talked about last year about how he took plays off and how he was going to, you know, have a renewed focus this year. And, you know, this is the first time I've actually seen that from him. And it was very, just, you know, very encouraging to see that from Will. So, Griffin, what about you?
I'm gonna have to say my player who redeemed himself the most is gonna be Rainey. He you know, I think the break after what he did, the break from football and not being on the team or, you know, even near the practices or any of that stuff, I think that really got to him. I think it really kind of made him realize, you know, what a dumb thing it was that he did and how much he missed the Gators and how much he wanted to work. And when he came back out there, you could tell it was a brand new team stepping on that field. You know, you could tell that everybody had made sure that he was, you know, punished for his action, made sure that he knew what the consequence was. It. They were ready to move on, and they were ready to accept him back as a part of the team, and he went out there as a leader. I can tell he motivated people. I mean, the thing that I think that he redeemed himself most about is he had the great, you know, the touchdown in there. He didn't celebrate too much afterwards. You know, he kind of kept his head low about things. You know, he didn't, he came out there, he did what was necessary, he did well, played very well. And then when it was all said and done, he didn't showboat, he didn't go crazy, he didn't do anything we would actually expect him to do, he didn't do anything like what he has done, but he just came out there and got the job done. And that's very respectful. So I think he's the one who redeemed himself the most.
All right, all good picks by us right there. Pats on the back. Yep. All right, now we're moving on to our 4th and 1 topic, and we're recycling this one, but, you know, for good measure, you know, it applies. Mm-hmm. So, topic, Florida will win the SEC East. This weekend, with the victory over Georgia, Florida kept their hopes alive. And, of course, as we all know, they still control their own destiny. They just need victories over Vanderbilt on the road this weekend and a victory over South Carolina at home. So, Will, I'm going to go ahead and go with you. And I know that this topic has some special meaning to you since you did pick South Carolina to win the SEC.
I'm going to have to go ahead and punt on this one. I think South Carolina can still win the SEC East. They've been having some trouble lately ever since, you know, they had those losses against Auburn and Kentucky. But, you know, they're still leading the SEC East. All they really need right now is to beat Florida. They can lose to Arkansas and then beat Florida and still win the SEC East. Personally, I think they will lose to Arkansas. But I see Florida coming off a big victory like this is going to hit a huge slump. They're going to go and not take South Carolina as seriously as they should. I'm sorry. I just see Florida not.
That's all right. That's all right. We're good.
I don't know. Florida, in my opinion, played an excellent game against Georgia. However, I think that it was more of a game. One of those games that just happens every season. You have one really good game, but it's not something that's typical of your entire performance. Steve Adazio is going to hold down the team until, you know, he's either demoted or fired, and Steve Spurrier is going to take full advantage of that and get his second win against Florida.
You see, I'm going to have to go for it here, Will, in contrary to your opinion. Like, you know, South Carolina has a track record of starting strong and finishing weak. And, you know, the loss to Kentucky and, you know, two consecutive close calls with Vanderbilt and Tennessee, like the worst teams of a very bad SEC East, have not been very convincing to me. I just don't, you know, and Florida, you know, to be fair, has been awful as well. So this may be a clash of the lightweights in the swamp in 2 weeks. But, you know, I think, you know, if Florida can keep up what they did against Georgia, against Vanderbilt, which I'm pretty sure they can. I'm not going to go out and say it the way this year is gone. But, you know, I think that they can come out and beat South Carolina in 2 weeks. Now, you know, what happens in Atlanta is a whole different story. If they run into Auburn or, you know, Alabama, Florida, maybe.
Well, at least we made it there.
Yeah, at least we made it there. That's what Urban Meyer says the goal is, to make it to Atlanta. So they're still very much within reach. You know, I think this team's motivated. They realize, hey, we control our own destiny, and this is an attainable goal, and they're going to fight for it. And, you know, with the new offensive strategy of the quarterback carousel and, you know, the addition to Rainey back to the plan, and Demps is slowly getting healthier, you know, I think there's good things ahead for this team in terms of winning the SEC East. Griffin?
You know, Joe, I'm going to have to agree with you, and I'm going to have to go for it on this 4th-and-1, man. I think Florida can definitely win the SEC East, because you look at, just like you said, yeah, we need to win out, but we do control our own destiny. As much as I hate that phrase, everybody says that phrase so much. I hate that phrase, but I'm going to have to say it, because it's true. That's what I hate about it. It's so true, but it's so overused. Just, I mean, if we win out, we can still go to the SEC championship game. We can still win the SEC East, and it's very plausible, because South Carolina is a team that we just want to beat. We just want to beat them, you know, because they have Steve Spurrier, and half of Florida fans like Steve Spurrier because he used to coach the Gator, but the other half really hates Steve Spurrier, because not only is he not playing, he's not coaching the Gators, but he's playing at a school, or excuse me, coaching at a school that plays his alma mater, where he got his Heisman, where he won his national championship. Did they win a national championship?
Yeah.
Okay. The old history, I don't even know sometimes. But yeah, I mean, he got his national championship. He won his Heismans here. It's, you know, so why would he ever coach somewhere where he would play his alma mater? So there's a lot of people that hate Steve Spurrier for that. And, you know, I think the football players feel the same thing. They just want to win against Steve Spurrier. So I think we're gonna be hot, you know, off this upcoming week. I think we're gonna do well against Vanderbilt, and I think we're gonna come out and we're gonna know what we got to do, and we're gonna want to win. That's the main thing. It's gonna be who wants to win. I think we really want this victory. I think we can pull it out, and then I think from that we're definitely gonna go and win the SEC East.
Yeah, you know, I really think Florida's gonna win. But another point I want to bring up, little red flag popping up, is the defense.
Yep.
Defense has been a strong point this year, but you know, as of late, they haven't looked too great. You know, the secondary is solid. You know, we have Ahmad Black, Janoris Jenkins, and the resurgent Will Hill back there. And, of course, Jeremy Brown had a rough start to last weekend's game, but he's been good all year long. I don't expect him to suddenly tank now. But up front is where it concerns me. You know, we've had stellar linebacker play from John Bostic and Jelani Jenkins and A.J. Jones and Brandon Hicks, but the line really concerns me. Tratow is your constant there, but Jay Howard's injured. Lawrence Marsh, Terrence Sanders, you know, Omar Hunter haven't been that great. Duke Lemons, just been, you know, I mean, Florida's been so used to having great defensive lines with Carlos Dunlap, Jermaine Cunningham, you know, guys like that the past few years who just been so great at getting the rush. And, you know, these guys just aren't as good. And, you know, Florida's got to try to overcome that the best way they can. So see how that goes down. But there's all the South Carolina talk is going to segue into our Vanderbilt predictions because, you know, as much as everyone's looking at that matchup with South Carolina, you need to make sure the team's focusing on Vanderbilt. The Gators head to Nashville this weekend. That's a 12:21 kickoff on the SEC Network. So, Will, what do you think is going to happen in the Vanderbilt game?
You know, Vanderbilt, you know, they are Vanderbilt. They're not an excellent team. But, however, they do already have an SEC win. They're not a team to be taken lightly. You know, typically what happens is a team will come off a big win and then they'll either look ahead at a stronger opponent or they'll just, you know, undermine their upcoming team's ability. That happened, you know, with a lot of teams already this year. FCS teams beat FBS teams. Look at James Madison and Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens every year when Richmond beat Virginia, Appalachian State beat Michigan. You know, it's all about really just keeping the right mindset. You've got to take it you've got to take your season week by week and prepare for each opponent and, you know, not jump the gun. know, however, I do still think Florida will win. My prediction is 31-13 Florida.
Okay. Yeah, Florida against Vanderbilt. I don't want to say this is a lock because nothing this year has been a lock really, but I don't see Florida losing this game. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go 28-10 Florida. I think the Gators will just continue where they will just pick up where they left off against Georgia. You know, the quarterback carousel is something fantastic. You're gonna hear me say that like 30 more times.
Oh yeah,
I just love the quarterback carousel. But yeah, hopefully we see a lot of that, a lot of new huddle. I think this is a good opponent for the defense to rebound against. You know, Vanderbilt, their running back Warren Norman, who's averaging 6 yards a carry, is out for the season. He dislocated his wrist against Arkansas. And so that's going to be a major setback for the Commodores. And, you know, I think Florida, this is a good game to build momentum off of, to be honest. But you never know. That's why they play him. So, Griffin, what do you think?
You know, I think Florida's going to do well against Vanderbilt because I think the game against Georgia was just really just getting the let out. You know, we tried a lot of stuff at practice, and they came out showing some real new stuff. But we hadn't had a chance to fully, in a game time, under fire scenario, fully try that out. And I think now that we've done that, we did well. You know, granted, nothing's perfect, but they've definitely gotten the let out. They've tried it out. They've given it a trial run, and now they're probably a little more comfortable in it. So I think they'll be able to do a little better against Vanderbilt and, you know, maybe make things work a little, even that much more better, you know? Okay. Even that much better. Thank you. So they're going to – I think they're going to be working better just because now they've had a chance to run it. And they're set in it. They're comfortable. So I think we're going to go out there. We're going to do well. I think we're going to see a 24-7. I think we'll get another field goal from Mr. Henry out there.
Gatorators, we're so good. We're reinventing the English language. But yeah, guys, that's going to do it for our show this week. But, guys, football season's almost over. Can you believe it?
I don't think my parents know about the show.
Dude, tell your parents.
Dude, they don't have Tweet. They don't have Facebook.
Well, they have a computer. They have a computer.
Sorta.
Come on, guys.
I told my parents.
Yeah, tell your parents.
I did. They'll tell their friends. They don't want to listen.
Oh.
Well. Anyways, other shout-outs.
Other shout-outs. Moving on. Ali Alfonso, big fan of ours. She follows us on Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Constant listener.
I'd like to thank her. And also, we'd like to thank Benjamin Bornstein and Mark McCain, big Facebook followers. I want to thank those guys for keeping up with us. And, of course, my cousin Daniel, the runaway number one fan of the show. Probably going to get a call from him after this one, hearing the critique. But, you know, he always gives us really good advice and stuff. So, thanks, Daniel. But, all right, guys. Also want to let you know that we are covering the men's basketball season. The official opener is November 12th. So, get ready for that. We're going to start covering basketball. So, guys, we're going to start reading up on our basketball. Look at the lineups and everything.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so get ready for that.
Guess I should start watching basketball.
You don't... Oh, come on, man.
I mean, in general, like now, like since the season started.
Yeah, true.
I haven't been paying attention because I've been so set on football.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everyone's like, you going to the basketball game? I was like, what? There's a basketball game? Come on.
Yeah, to be fair, that was an exhibition, though, but they did beat the tar out of Florida Tech, so...
Yeah, well...
I didn't even know Florida Tech had a basketball team.
Yeah, well, they do. And,
sorta.
Yeah, just a note, Florida's ranked number 9 in the preseason, and they are picked to win the SEC, so...
Let's see how we do then.
Yeah, hopefully it will be a good year. But, any other thoughts, guys?
You know, hopefully they do better. Last year, did they go to the NIT or did they go to the tournament?
Made the NCAA tournament for the first time since the second consecutive national title, so things are definitely moving in the right direction.
You know, hopefully they keep going. It's going to be easier to get into the tournament this year. They've expanded the brackets. However, that only means there's more opportunity to lose. So, you know, as long as they stay disciplined, they should do well.
Yeah, they returned all 5 starters. So, and they got Chandler Big Shot Parsons, who made a couple of great ones last year. So, I remember going nuts over both of those. But, yep, that's our show. Thanks for listening. Be sure to listen on Gatorade.com, R-A-I-D, and subscribe on iTunes. So, guys... Go Gators.